From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
On behalf of the committee, members and friends of Ipswich and District Radio Club, let me wish you a happy new year for 2021. This is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango. This past year, we've learnt to do many new things as the world adapted to COVID. One of those was the video conference meeting, more likely Zoom or Skype. Our club was among many who adapted to holding meetings this way before face-to-face meetings resumed. At December's business meeting held at the clubhouse on the 14th, members approved and welcomed two new members. So welcome to Laura, VK4LAU, and Daryl, VK4FDGM. The club remains active as the minutes show, with Glenn, VK4HMI, reporting the regular nets with Maple Ridge Club in Canada going well. President Peter, VK4SIR, reminds members to note the swapping of days for business and social meetings. The next business meeting will be Monday the 11th of January at 19:30 hours, with the next social meeting Monday the 23rd of January at the same time. There's no digital group meeting for January. They kick off again 1st of February, also at 19:30 hours. And Ipswich Wison has a big year planned to support several marathon events with communications. The first will be the Pinnacles Classic on Sunday the 21st of February. Before that, on Saturday the 13th of February, between 10 and 1400 hours, members can check out a Wison event and display at the clubhouse. Various operators will set up and demonstrate portables and base stations with portable masts, antennas and a whole lot more. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
From VK4WIA, this is Q News. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, in the Fraser Coast town of Howard. It's heard every Sunday following the national news on VK4RBU, your repeater on 146.800, and linked repeaters through the Wide Bay and Central Queensland.
Hello, this is Lyndall, VK4ZM, with some news from the rainy north. Are you in Townsville today, Sunday 3rd January, around 1pm? Or stuck at home after the Christmas food coma and the New Year's hangover? Want a heap of handy components for just a couple of hours' toil? Well, have we got a flash mob working bee for you. Be at 10 Rupert's Wood Drive, Alice River, by 1pm today, armed with spanners, power drivers, side cutters, containers, drinking water and a hat, and help harvest a heap of ferrites, power switching components and other goodies for the Tark Inc. and grab a few of the goodies for yourself. Make sure you arrive wearing enclosed footwear to protect your tootsies in case gravity takes control of your harvest of goodies. The ferrite fossick was supposed to happen last Sunday but got rained out. It is possible that it could also get rained out today, so keep an ear out at the end of the Townsville Q News transmission for an update on the event. Hope you are all getting the rain you need. Cheers and 33s from Lyndall, VK4ZM.
From VK4WIA, this is Q News. I'm Peter, VK4YAC. In the Brisbane area, it's heard every Sunday following the national news on VK4RMC Mount Cutha on 146.650 MHz.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. For many, it's traditional to do a retrospective piece at the ending of one year and the start of the next. I think we all have our own memories of the past year, and perhaps that is the best place to leave it, in our memory. The summer season is normally a good period to take advantage of the radio conditions, and for newer members of the clan who have never experienced the rise and fall of sunspot cycles, it can hold a trove of memories to be treasured. Already the 10 and 6 metre bands are holding promise of good things, whilst the lower HF bands are also showing promise. The sad thing is that so many of us are experiencing interference from the cheaper electronic products that surround us. For most of us, we'll have VHF and UHF equipment of various kinds, from handheld radios to complex stations devoted to the more exotic pursuits. Some of us will never have participated in a contest or field day, and this month is a great opportunity to indulge at your own pace. have a look at the rules for the Ross Hull Memorial Contest. Just type WIA Contests into your search engine to find the link. A whole month to explore what the electromagnetic world can do, and at the same time let you gather points as you make contests. Go on, give it a go. I've noted a trend in newly minted hams, and some that are a bit crusty, to rush to the groups that they have joined and ask questions or make criticisms of things they missed learning during their study. Some of the traditions of this pursuit are encompassed in the slightly strange expression of lifelong learning. Having a copy of the Bible, either the RSGB or ARRL handbook, was almost as important as having the ticket itself. This gave amateurs access to a high standard of knowledge in answering technical questions in the days before a wiki was thought to be better than a book. Being able to nut out problems and find answers were ways of making knowledge stick in the memory, and at times you could prove a book to be wrong. Before, a lot of learning was via internet sources, when radio clubs were running training classes and individual amateurs took newcomers under their wing, it was time to talk about the history of radio and how the amateur radio traditions came about. People could be encouraged to ask questions, and in return they would get a respectful answer. Recently I've noticed group administrators putting posts up for people to display courtesy in their replies. It may be that some people only find their sense of adequacy in trying to belittle others, but these keyboard warriors are just alienating others from enjoying this small part of the hobby. Let us try and be the best mentor to our fellow radio hobbyists that we can, and in turn, they will repay our efforts by helping others. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From VK4WIA, this is Q News. I'm Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango. In the Ipswich area, it's heard every Sunday morning following the national news on 147.375 MHz.
Hello, Graham, VK4BB here. We've got the social scene for 2021. Now, due to the ongoing COVID-19 situation, please check these events direct for up-to-date status information. But today, Sunday the 3rd in the good year 2021, it's the Ferrite Fossick at Alice River, 1 p.m. It's the Tark Australia Day Long Week Family Radio Camp, Thursday afternoon 21 to Tuesday afternoon 26 of January at the Girl Guides Association of Queensland Campsite and Training Centre, Bluewater. Want to sit for an exam for an amateur radio operator's licence here in VK4? If you are wishing to sit exams and or upgrades, then these can be organised by the Secretary of the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club. The next examination, Saturday, January 23. The deadline to advise them will be January 15. Oh, and the club rooms are at 85 Godfrey's Road, Bly. Ipswich, as Alan reminded us today, the 13th of February between 10 and 2, a Weissen event at the Ipswich and District Radio Clubhouse. Operators will be setting up and demonstrating portable and base stations, along with portable masts, antennas, and much, much more. VK2 Wyong Field Day, February 28. Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club will participate in the John Moyle. That's March 20 and 21 at the Model Aero Club, Mosquito Creek. Redfest 2021 happens April 10. The Clareview Gathering, 30th of April to Monday morning, the 3rd of May. Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club's Theresa Creek Campout is on from Friday the 28th till Sunday the 30th of May. And just about wrapping up the 2021 year will be a Lara meet in Bendigo, October 1 through 4. Now till next we meet, I'm Graham, VK4BB. Thanks for listening to Q News.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.